Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So on the final part of this series, where we're determining, where we're going over how your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your character, and your character determines your destiny. That's what we're talking about today, the final piece of this. Your character becomes your destiny. And there's a little example that many of you have probably seen before. You imagine two boats, the starting line of a tournament, or just two boats in a port, and they take off, and they're both going what looks like exactly the same course, but they're not. They're a couple of degrees off from one another. And over time, you know, you're going right along this other boat, and it's right next to you. And it looks like you're going to the same place. But over time and distance, the two boats start to diverge. And one goes a little bit to the left, and one goes a little bit to the right. And you keep doing that. And then all of a sudden, that other boat's out of sight. And they're out of sight to you. And you're out of sight to them. And if you go far enough, those two boats end up in two very different places. Just because of a couple of degrees. And that's what this is all about, like being aware of these small things that are going on in your mind and what massive changes they can have in your life over time. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but over great distances in time, small changes that you make in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions, and how those develop into habits will make huge differences in your character. Or anyone's character. So your character determines your destiny. So as we're concluding, you can see that each one of these little things ultimately have really big impacts on who we are and where we go. And if your thoughts turn into words, your words turn into actions, your actions turn into habits, your habits turn into character, and character determines your destiny, we've discussed all that, then it's easy to see how each of us controls our own destiny. Each of us can create a life that we want, and it all starts with your thoughts. You can create intentional thoughts, like being creative and thinking, this is something I want to do, whatever that is. I want to be a fishing guide. I want to win a fishing tournament. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want whatever, whatever it is. And then those are intentional thoughts that you put in your own head, and they get you on the right track. Or There are other thoughts that's much more difficult to control, but you can be aware of them. And those are the negative thoughts. Doubt, frustration, anger, things that seem difficult to control, but you can choose whether you allow that to become a word, to you allow that to become an action. And if you you do those actions repeatedly, they can turn into habits. And if you have that habit long enough, it can turn into your character. And your character is who you are. That's who you are. You're either honest or you're not. You're a hard worker or you're not. You quit or you don't. I mean, there's all different, you know, different places you can land on the spectrum of those things. But for the most part, that's about right. Your character. So as we conclude this little series, I hope it's been interesting for you. I did a lot of research on it. I thought about it a lot. And the more I thought about it, the more it all made a lot of sense based upon my own life and based upon what I've seen out of others, both positive and negative. And that's the big takeaway for me, is that this can be, you know, this pie in the sky kind of thing. Oh, you just have to think positive. You just have to say positive things and do positive things. Yeah, that works sometimes. But then there's the other side of it, the negative side of it, which could be even more important. And that is that we're all going to have negative thoughts. You can choose to give those thoughts power or not. And depending on how much and how often you choose to give those negative thoughts power, then that has big implications on the rest of your life. And you can see that. And it's not just one thought, you know. It's all this is over time, over a lifetime, over 10 years, over 20 years. Over 5 years. But I think that it really helps to at least be aware of it. And that is what this is all about being aware of the thoughts and being aware of how those thoughts can have big implications. So I hope you liked it. If you did, I'd love to hear from you. podcast@saltwaterexperience.com is the email address. You can also go and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. That would be cool. And we're going to start some other stuff on Physical Friday. All right. This little series has been great. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll get back to workouts and the like on Physical Friday after this. See you.